How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
Me, Tom Allen. Susie, we have lots to celebrate, don't we?
Do we? What are we celebrating?
Well, you're a trailblazer.
Well, sure. I'm trying to turn people gay.
You've been trying to blaze people gay.
Blaze.
and it's all paying off. It's great. It was lovely to be celebrating that.
We had such fun, didn't we, Tom, at the Attitude Lunch?
Attitude Trailblazers Lunch. And it was a lovely time, lovely people.
So many people. I was very excited. There was lots of friendly, nice people to chat to.
Yeah, there were when there. Lots of friendly people.
DJ Fat Tony, love him, actually.
Oh, and he loved you guys. Oh, my God.
Highly recommend his book.
Oh, yeah, he's got a book, hasn't he?
Called I Don't Take Requests.
Yeah, you can imagine he's been asked as well.
Oh, God, you can imagine. Can you put on some Beyonce?
Oh, no. Yeah, I bet you can tell them.
No, I'm playing what I want to play.
Well, Suze, I wanted to tell you, I was gig the other day.
No.
And then, yes.
I won't have it.
I was doing a gig. And then backstage came a message. Dear Tom and Suze, lovely card, first of all.
Oh, huge. Okay.
Here's a small token of our appreciation, heart. We thought you needed some, inverted commas, like-minded merch. So put our creative heads together, love from M and Rage. And then kiss, 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 brackets, Sherry Shandy email. Is that their email address? Or is that their...
I don't know. Maybe.
Anyway, they're on Instagram. I don't know, Sherry
Shandy.
What
are they on Instagram? What are they on Instagram? Sherry Shandy?
That's... So Instagram, they are... at RACKE122.
Found it.
Yeah?
I think.
And then emma.hayward.curzon is the other one.
Emma.hayward. Okay, so what have they done, Tom? Tell us what they've done.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
For the inaugural merch.
You say I'm ready. So that was some determination.
There's one each as well of these. It's a t-shirt and it's.
Oh my God. Bang!
Clang. Oh my God. It says clang, everyone. It's a t-shirt with clang on it.
Isn't that nice? I love it so much. I'm going to wear that to Pride.
Yes, you might. Well, don't make too many commitments. But
I'm making the commitment right now. I'm always looking for a great t-shirt for Pride.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You've got one. Yeah, you can't
last
keep wearing
that
Pat
Butcher one.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
The La one's worn out now.
Yeah, they do. We wear
them. Get it. You've watched it. It's a sin. It's fine.
We get it.
We get it. Russell T Davies wrote a great series. We get it.
We get it. All right.
Move on.
It.
Get a new t-shirt.
Get it. Yeah. Watch something else. Watch the one about Crossroads.
Some people have new t-shirts. Get over it.
Get over it. Yeah. That should be the Stonewall slogan.
That's so kind. So Emma and
lovely.
Rage. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Beautiful card. Lovely card, actually. Really nice.
Really touched.
Really nice, actually. Really touching. I was really touched by that. So thank you for that. I haven't had a chance to message them directly, but I didn't put it on social media because I thought I'd rather do the reveal when I spoke to you, Suze. Do you see?
Yes, and then we can put up a picture.
Yes, what a lovely idea.
Next time we're together, we'll put up a picture of us wearing our t-shirts.
Expect a picture incoming. Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
I went to a TV premiere thing with my friend Ruth.
Oh, that's lovely. That's nice. Very romantic.
It was the new Eugene Levy
Alan
show for Apple TV that Alan Carr was interviewing.
Oh,
him.
Did he seem nice?
He seemed really nice. And, you know, there was some champagne, there was some nibbles. Me and Ruth got to catch up, watched some telly and then came home.
Great idea. What were the nibbles?
Well, they had some little tiny sausages, quite chunky girls, like a little pottle. And I would say that they had sort of a honey mustard glaze on them. And
classic.
They were
They were nice. I didn't get a lot of the other stuff because there was some. So there were people that were in front of me, and you know, I found it very difficult at those sorts of events when there's canapes because I'm greedy, and so what I would like is for them to just pass me the tray, and I'll just work my way through that.
But
But
instead
that's
you've
very
got some
much
sort of
not the
like
done
literal
thing.
circular thing.
Yeah, to pop in the trap, and then I find often when I've popped one thing in the trap needs more.
Of course, we're all like that, aren't we? I'm the same. Don't worry, Suze. I'm the same. We had
Go on, what did you do? Did you do something nice with your mums?
we had a mum and tines, We
A
invited the
mum and
mums
time, so
around.
nice.
Alfie did a great job with the table. He laid the table.
I saw that he laid the table.
There were napkins. There were beautiful candles everywhere. I got my new sherry glasses out, which I bought as a Valentine's surprise for Alfie and I. And my mum
You
gave them.
bought sherry glasses as a
Yeah, we
Valentine's
bought.
surprise.
Yeah, that's normal, right? It's romantic.
It is romantic, yeah. How much sherry are you drinking?
Well, we'll have a sherry every now and then, but since getting into Miss Marple, it's really been peaking, actually.
Good
It's
for
been a big thing
you.
for us. It's been a big, yeah, that's gay culture as we're saying.
Of course, it's gay culture. We
So Miss
and the
Marple.
four of us were together, which is quite rare actually, with
Oh,
Alf and
yes.
Alice at the
Oh,
Ashton
yes, that picture
brunch.
was lovely.
Now, some people wrote underneath the picture, Tom,
Oh,
that we need to
no.
do a like-minded friends episode with
Alfie
Alfie
and
and Alice.
Alice. What? Let them just
What do
do
you
it without
think?
us?
Well, I think they could probably sit in for us occasionally.
What a good idea. People would probably prefer them as well.
This is harder than it looks, chatting bollocks for half an hour every week.
You'll be surprised, actually. This is very difficult.
This is content.
Research, this is content.
It's
Everything is very hard work.
really, I mean, I'm exhausted.
But I got the sherry glasses out and a very nice sherry I'd
Yes,
bought the
please.
other day. And my
Yeah.
mum was like, oh, no, not for me. I don't like, no, it's not for me. I don't like it. Can I have a
Of course.
shandy? Can you put a bit of
Of
lemonade in
course.
it? And then
Yeah.
it was, the whole moment was ruined.
Well, of course, but that's exactly what my mum would do, like at Christmas when she doesn't drink wine. And then
What? Your mum
I had
doesn't drink
a.
wine?
No, she
She
drinks
never.
vodka. No, she drinks vodka
What
and
is
shandies.
vodka?
Oh, no, she might have a gin, but not too many. Oh, the Ed in the morning
But
in
a
her
vodka
words.
is her, but she won't have wine. I thought your mum would like a glass of wine, actually.
No, she'll have a. Do you know what she likes?
What?
Martini Esti.
Oh, but that's what we have to have on Christmas Day.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's.
That's such a classic mum drink.
So I had this really nice white burgundy for Christmas
Oh,
Day,
yes, from the
which is
wine
like a really,
podcast.
from the wine podcast
You
that
have
I'd
such
saved. It
lovely
was really
wines whenever
nice.
I come round. I love
And I was like, no, Mum, you've got to try this one. It's so nice. You will love it. Honestly, I
it.
feel like. And Mum was like, oh, no, not for me. Oh, want it dry. And just, and then like, this is quite expensive white wine.
Wine, a special
Mum's
white
just like,
wine.
Mum's just putting up, you know, some 7-Up in the top. Make it a spritzer, which is fine. It's
Which
totally
is
fine.
fine.
Because you and I are desperate to, you know, shake off
Obviously,
our shackles of the working class
That's so
and become a
true,
pair
isn't
of
it? And then we get so upset when
podcasts.
people don't want to come with
Join
us on the
in.
journey.
Join
Yeah, join in on
in.
this when they're actually quite contented and happy with themselves.
Yeah, and like,
You
why
can't
should she
have it for some
change?
reason.
Why should she change?
Why can't we
She's
just
been doing it
be?
that way for all of her life. But I'm like, no, let's make it posh.
And they're like, no, thanks.
And they're like, no, why do we need to make it posh? Why have you got to be such a prick? And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, I know. We all do it, though. We all do it. No, but that's nice. And she knows who she is, like you say. And she just likes a vodka. Would she have a neat vodka? Would she ever have like a vodka martini?
No,
No, nothing like that.
that'd be far too strong. She'd have
Maybe a bit too strong.
vodka tonic, vodka
Vodka tonic.
soda,
Vodka soda, nice.
vodka lemonade.
Vodka lemonade, a bit sweeter.
You know
Just the
that's and then a
vodkas.
gin and tonic probably just quite gin and vodka based.
Do you like a gin, Suze?
Do you know what? I'm not that mad on the flavor. I think the aftertaste is a bit like cod liver oil.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had cod liver oil as a not in a capsule.
Well, I've had well, I haven't either, Tom, but I took it once with a cup of tea, and let me tell you,
What?
those babies melt quick. It was
Oh
absolutely
no.
dreadful. Yeah, cod liver oil on the tongue,
Oh
all over the tongue.
no. What is it for your bones? Healthy joints? Seven
Oh, I
C's?
think it's for everything.
Oh yeah.
I think,
It's
yeah,
always.
for your bones, for your joints. Nan used to take it.
Yeah,
And
Nans
so
love it,
sometimes when I
don't
was with Nan, I would be like, oh, I'll have one.
they? I'll have one.
Just me taking all of Nan's tablets. What's that, a B12? Yeah, I'll have
Yeah, I'll have that.
that.
Statins, I'll have that.
Yeah, I'll have that. Pass us your inhaler. Give us a puff.
Yeah. Join
Share and share
in.
alike.
Live your life, yeah. Suze, are you looking forward to Friday and the Comedy Awards?
Yes, I am actually, Tom, but I'm trying to decide what to wear.
What are your options? Tell us.
And well, of course, I've got plenty of suits. I've got four suits that I rotate. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about wearing a double-breasted suit with nothing underneath.
What do you mean?
Nothing
no
at
pants?
All. No, probably knickers.
You feel
but they'd
chilled,
have to be.
Dear.
Well, you see, I've got to be very careful with the drawers that I wear with my suits, because once I put on a pair of, I put my suit, and our agent Flo, dear friend Flo, and my wife were both like, you can really see your knickers. So I had to borrow a pair of knickers from Flo. It was a brand new pair that she had.
What, so you didn't have any knickers on at the time?
No, I had knickers on, but they had too much of a thick seam.
Oh, so you had a VPL.
VPL. And then we were at
Flo's
house, and I was on my way to a gig, and they were like, you can't wear those knickers with those trousers. And I was like, well, I don't know what else I'm going to wear. And then Flo was like, I've got some brand new drawers upstairs. Do you want them? And I said, yeah. And that is,
Julie's
that's
wonderful.
Love from an agent.
That she is the best. That's why
she's the best. But so here's my options. Pair of seamless knickers, obviously.
Seamless.
I was going to wear my red
seamless.
Suit.
That's a bit seamless. They might fall apart. They've got
but
no
that's
seams.
What you call them. Is it nose?
No. I'm joking. I don't know.
So I was thinking about wearing.
Trying to be funny. Yes.
Oh, babe, we're trying. a suit with nothing on underneath. So you could sort of see like
a bit
you could
of...
see that you would see that I'm not wearing a bra.
Wow.
So I'd have nothing on. And
what
so
do
I'd just
like
have
a
to,
little
like,
bit of edge boob edge.
Yeah, like a boobage.
A beige.
And but I'd have to wear loads of tit tape to sort of keep it in place.
Oh, let them out.
Let them out, but let them throw it free. But then I said it to Alice, and Alice said, babe, you're not going to the Brits. She thought it was too risque.
Wow, a bit Britsy. Really?
She thought, she was like, is it a bit too risque for those people that you work with?
Oh.
She was like, do you want to have your tits out?
Wow.
So I was like, oh, maybe I don't want to have my tits out at work, do
you? Well, I know. I think you can. Why not?
You know, I don't want to be talking to someone being like, oh, do you want to book me for your show? And then like slip a nip.
No, they
my
wouldn't
boobs
mind.
Are so, my boobs are so small, Tom. I feel like if you had really big ones...
They're perfect. They're perfect.
Thank you, Tom.
No, but if they were bigger, then they might fall out more.
Yeah, then you've got less of an edge boob and more of just like a tip.
Just boob, yeah.
Just boob. So I don't know. So I might wear that. And then I saw a great picture of Diane Keaton, and she was just wearing a black suit with an open shirt. And I thought, well, I never
That's
do an open
nice
shirt. Maybe
too.
I'll do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she always looks great. What about nothing underneath, but then a little scarf? Would that sort of... I'm just worried about the chill around your neck.
Nothing underneath but a little scarf feels... It feels like Claire Balding on holiday.
Well, isn't that the look we were going for?
I feel like it's always kind of the look I'm going for.
Claire Balding
what
on holiday.
What are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing
suit,
tails.
No top underneath.
Suit, no
are
top
you?
Underneath. Tails, because I'm going
with
to
the top hat.
Wear the top hat. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I love it. I live for it.
I went to a lovely shop yesterday because my previous tailcoat was a little worn out. So I'm going to get a new one. I went to Eden Ravenscroft at the bottom of Savile Row, which was a lot of ceremonial dress, which of course I enjoyed.
What ceremonial dress?
Well, I think they do like judges and chancellors at universities and garter wear, that sort of thing.
Because judges dressed differently depending on what TV show you're watching.
Yes, they do.
Sometimes very dressed down.
Sometimes if they've got
the whole sash. Do you think it's up to them?
No,
or do you think it's
level,
where you're judging?
I think it's where you're... So I think, for example, if you're just one of those gays who sits outside Cafe Nero on Old Compton Street, then you just wear... Yeah. If you're one of those judges, then you just wear like maybe some...
No socks
shiny,
and...
No socks, shiny shoes, shiny, very tight jeans that have maybe got a zip on them somewhere.
Oh, yes. And maybe like a little bit of writing somewhere.
Yeah, a little bit of writing on the trousers, I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe like a leather jacket that probably is just one size too small.
Or maybe two or three times too small.
Maybe it doesn't do up.
Maybe it doesn't. Maybe the zip's gone. Maybe you just don't like... You don't wear it for
that
the zip.
That Nero on Old Compton Street is the gayest place in London.
I think that's probably true. It's one of the judgiest.
It's,
You better put on your best walk to go past them.
You better, bitch.
But then I think it goes... And then I think if you're in, say...
So they're the lowest of the judges.
Yes.
Then what's next? Me and you?
And then there's us, probably. We're not as judgy as them. We haven't got time.
No, you've got a job. I mean,
I can't even choose a sandwich most of the time. That's how unjudgy I am at times.
Mm.
And then I think you've got your county court judges. I think they're right. They're your sort of like county court judges, CCJs, that sort of thing. You haven't
right,
made your
okay.
Phone
so
bill.
Could they go in just a nice shirt? Or if you're a lady, a blouse?
I'm not sure what the traditional wear is. But then I think as it gets... Well, I don't know, actually. Yeah. I feel like maybe just a blouse.
Once you get to high court, they pop on a wig, don't they?
Well, I think Crown Court is...
You pop on a crown.
Then you pop on a crown. Crown Court, I think, is a wig and a... Yeah, I think it's more gowns and sashes and things, which apparently is very good because it neutralizes the judge so that you can't see the judge. You're not judging them. You know, they're just like in a very neutral garb.
Right.
They all wear the same. Their face is slightly obscured. You never kind of go, oh, look at them.
Yeah, because in that scenario, all you've really got to tell them about yourself is your glasses.
Yeah, that's all. And they do like a glasses, don't they?
Yeah. But if you went for like a sort of a pair of Sue Pollard...
Oh,
very
then you would know.
Chops. Then you'd be like, oh, they're.
Or you might be lulled into a sense of security that you're going to get a shorter sentence. And actually, that playfulness is actually a bit like the vixen on you know, the chaser. You know, you might think
yeah.
Quirky, but actually quite severe.
Yeah, quite.
Mm.
And then what's the top judge?
I think it's Crown Court.
Crown
and then
Court.
There's the Supreme Court, but that's sort of, I think that's a bit more dressed down Friday.
Oh, is it?
I think that's just
a
smaller
wig. See, I always
get
very confused. They've got one of those in America as well, don't they? It's a different thing.
It's a different thing in America. They just wear those sort of like academic gowns, don't they, for their judges?
Yeah.
They love it,
just
don't they?
Just an academic gown.
They're always going on about
Ruth
the Supreme
Bader Ginsburg.
Court, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And all she really had was that doily thing around her neck, wasn't it?
She
that's
did
how
that
she
doily
showed
thing. That doily
how she
poncho.
Showed all of her sort of a stick-on collar, one would say. Would
was
you
it,
say?
Yes, like, is that a pinafore collar? Is that what's called a pinafore collar?
I don't know.
I don't
know.
It's
sure.
Like or like an antimacassar. Have you ever put an antimacassar on?
What did you call
on?
Me?
An antimacassar. My antimacassar is like a lace doily you put on the back of chairs.
How is she? Your antimacassar.
Antimacassar is, you know, she's doing actually well, considering.
Good
after
for
the
her.
Op. After the op, yeah. She's doing better than you think.
Cod liver oil, you've got to tell her
she
that.
She takes a lot of cod liver oil, though. That was actually
oh,
the problem.
Tom.
She slipped on it. Yes.
You know what we've not mentioned?
What, dear?
About our Friday, who I sat next to.
Suze, tell the people.
Shut the front door and open the window.
It's great.
I sat next to David Furnish.
It's true, everybody.
So I saw him across the room. I was like, oh my God, there's David Furnish. Out on John's husband. How exciting. Yeah.
How exciting.
Then anyway, I walked towards my table, didn't I? He's only sat next to me.
Wow. Wonderful.
What a treat.
What
Such a nice guy. Well, I sat down. I said, oh, hello, I'm Susie. He said, hi, I'm David. Which, and I really like it when very famous people do that. I think it makes...
It's nice.
Because sometimes people just assume that you'd know. He said, hi, I'm David. I said, hi, David. Sat down. I poured myself a glass of wine. I offered him a glass. He said, no, thanks. Then I remembered he's about 20 years sober.
Lovely. Lovely.
I mean, what have I done? I've turned up at a gay event and I've offered someone that's a recovering alcoholic a drink.
You've tried to take Elton John's husband out of recovery. That's,
I mean, what?
Huge.
That is homophobia.
Huge, huge mistake. Big mistake.
And then I didn't
huge,
know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I felt very embarrassed. And I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He said, don't worry. So I think it's fine.
I think it's fine. I'm not an expert on AA fellowship, but I'm pretty sure that people in AA or in recovery are used to sort of going, no, thank you. That's literally the point.
Yes, yes. And I don't think it was necessarily on me to know everybody's status.
Yes, I think you don't need to worry, hon. But it's lovely. That,
no,
that,
I know, but it's a lovely thing to...
The fixation. That's the fixation.
It's a lovely thing to fixate
have.
On.
Yeah, fixation.
Yes, of course, of course.
I almost ruined the day. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I said to him, you've got a gorgeous suit on. Where's it from? He said, Dior. You could tell, Tom.
They love Dior, don't they? They love Dior.
It was
Dior.
A double-breasted blue suit with a grey pinstripe.
Oh, lovely.
And he wore a very nice, I would guess cashmere roll neck underneath.
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely. Do you think
and
he
shiny
gets that,
shoes.
Do you think he gets that dry cleaned, that roll neck? Or do you think he just puts it on a delicate wash?
I think that he would get it dry cleaned. I think he'd have so many that he wasn't waiting for it. Because that would be my fear. When something goes to the dry cleaners, I think.
The dry cleaners, yeah. When am I going to go and get it?
Am I going to get it? Am I going to remember it? When do I want it next?
Yeah, you have to think about that. David
but I think
must...
he would probably have, I think they can afford an abundance of cashmere.
Do you think? Yeah, they're probably.
Which is the collective noun.
An abundance. Yeah, I'll say. I'll say they can. Oh, how nice. Well, DJ Fat Tony, he had Dior on as well, didn't he?
He had Dior on, yeah. He's if anyone doesn't follow him on Instagram, so he's a brilliant DJ that's been around forever. Like since the 90s, I think
he
came through.
Very cool.
He's really cool. He wrote a great book. He is so funny on Instagram. Mm. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram. He's very funny.
I follow him. Very funny. Always a funny meme.
Always a funny meme. Yeah, loves a meme, doesn't he?
Loves it.
I DM'd him saying how nice it was to meet him. Lovely. He DM'd me back. Made me feel very special.
Susie, that's great.
I'm going to ask him to come on out.
You should.
Yeah.
But he also wants you to go to that brunch thing.
Well, we're all going to the brunch thing, aren't we?
Oh, am I going to that as well? Okay.
Tom, you're coming to brunch.
Oh, good.
But it's like a dancing brunch.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I wonder what the food will be like. And then I realised it would be like, music.
Yeah.
But he said it's always fun.
Yeah, I think it would be a great time. Also, it's where a brunch. So it's like, you get pissed, you're done by 2.
Oh,
then,
lovely.
Like, you're sober again by 5. Drunk again by 9.
Where does it happen, though, Suze? Where does it happen?
Well,
in Church Hall?
I don't know about Church Hall. I think maybe it just happens, like wherever you are, like it's happening.
It's happening. Oh, wow.
You know, like a moment, like a zeitgeist.
Like a zeitgeist, like a moment. It just happens organically. It's just happening. Do you remember happenings? That was the thing, wasn't it? Like flash mobs. Do you remember that? When people jump out of the shopping center.
Oh, flash mobs. I wonder what's happened to those guys.
Yeah, what happened to all those flash mob groups? It was really fun. And then like flash mob weddings. They were a real thing, weren't they? Do you remember that on social media, on Facebook?
Yes. This is before TikTok.
Before TikTok was a thing, everybody.
Are you ticking and talking?
Well, we're trying to make some inroads on the TikToks now. Yes.
Of course.
Trying to. Enjoying it very much. It seems nice. It seems very nice, actually. And I still do the Instagram as well, though, you'll be pleased to know. Alf does talking as well.
Very Alf good of him. I know, TikTok. I asked him to be my social media content manager when I was drunk, and he said, yeah, so.
Oh, well, there you go. He'll probably get us both muddled up, and we'll end up swapping lives.
But are you and Alf in, are you and Alf doing M&S adverts these days?
Oh, we just did a Valentine's one, dear. We just did a Valentine's
I
one.
I saw it.
On the barge at Rosie and Jim with Emma and Matt Willis. And it was really nice to do, actually. But that was filmed quite early in the day. So we were having steak for breakfast, which was quite nice, but a little indulgent.
Sure.
We weren't hungry afterwards, I tell you that.
But that's okay. You've got the rest of the day to work it off.
That's
how it works?
We did. Mm. We got back at quite a reasonable time. Still had a pizza. Yeah.
Good for you. Now, Tom, we've had a few people get in touch, of course.
Oh, what have they said, Suze?
Well, Alice got in touch. Not my Alice, a different Alice.
Definitely.
Alice and Hazel.
Mm.
They got in touch to ask about Lee's finger, the man that was doing my... My Windows.
They didn't get in touch about that, Windows Lee.
Lee, do you know, he's been so brilliant.
Because you didn't want to be in the house at the same time as him at one point, did you? That's why you went to
Well, I just don't really know what to do with myself other than keep making tea.
So you're right. Can I get you anything? Yeah.
All of that sort of business. Mm-hmm. And I've got a real fear that I look lazy because I'm just sitting looking at my computer. Isn't that silly?
Oh, you mustn't feel like that.
Isn't that silly that I think he must be thinking like, oh, look at me doing all this hard graft. Mm. And she's just sat there tapping away at...
Well, I have heard he's a bit of a bitch, that Lee, so you're right.
He is so lovely. His finger seems to be okay. I mean, he's lost part of it. So his finger's not okay, but he's okay.
Which part did he lose?
Well, it's not going to be the bottom, is it, love? Top.
Which finger?
What one's that called?
Index. Oh, no. Yeah. How's he going to flick through a catalogue?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no. Or is Mary Claire? What's he going to lick to turn the pages?
Well, I don't know.
In the hairdressers. Only. Can you give us could you give us a quick visual rundown of Lee? How old? What sort of hairstyle?
So Lee is probably in his early 50s, late 40s, early 50s. He's about as tall as you.
So tall, very tall.
Very tall. Dark hair, quite kind, dad-like face.
Dad-like face. Okay, what colour eyes?
I've not looked at him for that long. I've not gazed into his eyes while we were talking about Windows. Mm. But you know, it's Alice's job, isn't it? Alice is very good at all the house stuff.
Oh, Alice is across this. Okay.
Of course, Alice is well across it.
Does he have like quite thick fingers with putty in the grooves? I imagine he does.
I Putty and the Grooves is actually my drag name.
It's so actually an album by DJ Fat Tony.
That's a great idea. Good for him.
Yeah. Mm.
I didn't notice, but you know what? He's back next week to do The Bay.
Is
and
he?
I'll have a look. Yeah.
Have a look at him when he's doing The Bay. He's done your sash, I understand. Is that right?
He's done my sash. He's now got to do The Bay.
Are you having French windows in the back? French doors, what are they called?
Yes. Mm. But you know, that just that little one in the kitchen.
Just the one there. Oh, fine. What about on the next floor up where you've got
access
to the garden?
Yes. Have you got,
and is he doing that?
So, yes, patio doors is there as well.
That's because it was a bit cold up there, wasn't it? You were worried about the cold.
Tom, it was fucking freezing, yeah.
That was freezing, was it? That's right above the kitchen, isn't it?
That is right above the kitchen, yeah. Mm,
that's nice, that room. And to have it sort of like a outdoor study space, I think is lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, about putting in bookcases in there?
No, we haven't actually, Tom. Do you think I should? I don't know if I've got enough books.
Well, of course, I did
reading.
Reading, it's so boring. But I did the Marie Kondo.
Tom's book is available.
It's available. My book, very different. But Marie Kondo told me to throw away all my books. Well, I'm paraphrasing, but she said to throw everything away, and I did, and I sort of regret it now.
Do you know, have you seen what's happened with Marie Kondo lately?
Oh, no, what's happened? Has she been cancelled?
No, not at all. She's just got kids, and she's like, I'm over tidying up. It can't happen when you've got kids. She's literally like, oh, my house isn't tidy anymore. I've got
smoking,
three children.
She's a hoarder now. Oh, wow. You had three children, like, instantly. She had triplets.
Yeah, she's like... Wow. And they came flat packed.
Does this spark joy?
Mm. I don't know how much her children are sparking joy, but let me tell you, that house is a fucking tip.
Oh, Mari, tidy up, would you?
Mari, tidy up.
Where people come. People might come round. You don't want them judging you. Oh, Marie Kondo, what a shame. But I did love that book. Did love that book.
It was a great book. It was a great book.
Susie, what's happening there? You were very confused for a moment. Has Lee arrived?
No, Lee hasn't arrived. I just received an
email.
You went
like this, you went... a good thing or a bad thing or a medium thing?
Sort of a nothing thing.
Oh, that's distracting, I know.
What was it called? Venteria? Venteria? They're having a sale.
Oh, Venteria's having a sale.
They sell mid-century furniture at a price that I simply can't. Simply, I can't part with that sort of money for like a table.
That's my main following on social media is antiques now. But then I don't know if I get a skewed view of like what things cost, because if you go into a place, it's like you could probably get these tables for nothing. And then
£20, 50p,
and then you know, you look online like, oh, £5 million, please. And you go, I guess that's what it costs. I'm not paying £5 million, by the way.
Please don't. Please don't.
Please don't, even with 10% off. But that's nice. That's nice. I like that one. Love of Antiques, I've been looking at, I think. Love Antiques, something like that.
I just look up, my main thing that I'm following is people buying a wreck and doing it up. And then I want to swipe and see the before and afters. Mm,
that is so satisfying, isn't it?
So satisfying. Mm, and TikTok keeps wanting to give me people that are having spots squeezed or people that are cleaning rugs.
Yeah, those algorithms can be a bit skewed.
Fuck off.
No, yeah. I don't want that. I just want old lady things. That's all I want. Old lady gaze. That's all I want. Old lady gaze doing it. I also really enjoy, I think it's World of Interiors, which is edited by Hamish Bowles, who's friends with Anna Wintour. He's a good follow on Instagram. I like him. He's got quite long hair, quite a great, well, lovely dress sense, but always is going to like lovely parties, has a nice interior going on. Lovely, like you just get to
like you when you grow up.
Well, if I ever grow up, you know, I still live in my neutral grey palace, but...
Yeah, I'm going to come around and paint that one day.
Please do, Suze. Please do. And I know we've got to put a date in the diary when we're going to come down to see you in the new house, and I'm going to bring my mum, who doesn't bring Sherry.
I went for, do you know what? I'll have some Asti Spumanti for her.
Oh, mum loves Asti Spumanti, like I say. We have it every Christmas morning.
Well, it's a lovely Tom, time. We must remind everyone, watch the Comedy Awards on Friday. Night.
Live.
It's live.
It's live. What do you think?
Well,
do you know what? I'm not actually. I feel quite relaxed.
Good
for
you.
I wonder what mayhem will ensue. But I hope it's nothing tedious. You know, I can't be having tedious stunts. I won't have it.
Oh, there won't be tedious stunts. We're comedians with it.
Tedious stunts is, of course, my drag name. But I hope. I used to know her. What was her name?
It's going
to
be fantastic. I can't wait.
Kenny Everett. It's going to be fun, isn't it? It's live.
It's going to be brilliant. Everyone's going to watch. You're going to be fantastic. I'm going to be in the crowd. I'm going to be hammered.
What time are you going to arrive? Yeah, the boobs everywhere. Boob edge from both sides. And What time are you going to get there, Suze? Are you going to get there sort
of... Well, I don't know. But I need to be there by 8, apparently.
8, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Rosie Jones are coming together. I'm going to get ready at hers.
Oh, that's nice. You can see her new flat.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a before and after.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to go and hang out with Ray J. And then we're going to come down together.
Oh, great. It'll be fun.
I think so.
Is Alice going to come?
No. You know, it's not her bag.
It's not her bag. She doesn't like loud noises.
She does like loud noises. She doesn't love comedians. Other than me and you.
I hear it.
She's not a bad judge.
Yeah, she's a good judge. Good judge of character. Well, great. Yeah, so everybody, if you're around on Friday, come and join us from 9 until 11.
Channel 4, 9 o'clock. 9 till 11, it's 2 hours.
2 hours, hon, yeah. But there's advert breaks, so you can go and be sick if you're drunk too much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And and of course, Susie, your tour is forthcoming. Not long now.
Indeed, yeah. No, not long at all.
We're starting in March, right?
March the 15th, we start in Edinburgh and Glasgow. A lot of the shows sold out now, so if you plan on coming, please get tickets soon.
Do book. You'll have to book.
Otherwise people send messages to me on Instagram saying it's sold out, I can't get a ticket, and I don't know what to do because I've been telling everyone for ages it's on sale.
Well, I'm sure they'll be adding some extra dates, but
hopefully. Please come along,
And SusieRuffle.com is where to go.
It's where it's at. And and if you've not managed to get tickets, hopefully I'll be putting on more shows. Okay. And of course Tom is touring, he's around, he's got books.
Yes, there's things available if you want them.
But if you don't...
I don't mind, that's fine. I'm trying out being like slightly low energy. Sorry if I've been a bit low energy today.
I loved it, and I love you.
Oh, well, thank you. I think I'm channeling another favourite person I love to follow on Instagram. I think he's called The Medieval Peasant. And he's American. He talks like this. He's very slow. He's obsessed with everything medieval. He's constantly dressed as a medieval peasant. That's medieval New York. We're going to the cemetery to look. And he speaks very quietly and very softly. So I'm channeling that a bit.
I like it. I like that eccentric. For you.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
Okay, do you want to listen?
I'll see you on Friday.
Should I give you a text when I arrive? Should I pop around and say hello? Or are you going to be...
Come around and say
I don't want to get in your way if you're sort of getting in the zone. If you're getting in your
zone. No, come say hi. It would be lovely. And yes, hopefully everybody will be in good spirits and we'll have a lovely time.
Of course they will. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to be fantastic and I'm going to be so proud.
We're all going to be proud and happy and having the time of our lives.
Okay, I will speak to you next time. I love you.
I'll speak to you later. And we'll speak to you next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Okay, love you too. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.